This is a CKTZ News update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Cortez Island Museum will be hosting a spin in public on October 20th. I caught up with the event coordinator for the museum, Laura Balducci, to find out more about this intriguing event. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Lonnie.
So last time we spoke, you were about to host the worldwide
Spin in public. Yes.
And you warned me that there was more to come.
Yes.
So tell me what we have to expect on Thursday.
So Thursday, October the 20th, we'll be doing a spin and knit in public. And many of the fiber artists before COVID, we used to get together the third Thursday of every month. And it would be here at the museum, out at the gorge, at the co-op. We would just change it up. And sometimes we got together in the lounge at the gorge resort. And we had a very good time in the garden for Spin in Public, which was on September 17th. And it was really nice for us all to get together, which we hadn't done, I guess, in 2.5 years or whatever. And so it was really nice to gather, and we enjoyed ourselves so much, we decided that we should bring in the third Thursdays again. Over the summer, most of the fiber artists are at the market. December is not really a month for us to get together, but so we thought we'd start our every 3-week Thursdays at the museum and then go from there. And basically, you can bring your knitting, your spinning wheel, your sewing project, whatever. Come and hang out with us from 10 to 1. We'll have some treats, we'll have some tea, and we're just gonna gather and enjoy each other's company and keep each other inspired.
Beautiful.
That's the gig.
If people don't know how to do a certain skill, or maybe they're learning, is this a good place to meet people to get resources?
This is
like
the
that?
Perfect opportunity to come and sit with someone who's doing something that you want to do. If it's learn to spin, everybody always has extra fiber. Bring your knitting needles or some yarn, and you can sit with one of the knitters. I believe we'll also have at least one crocheter. So everybody's welcome. And if you don't have a project going on, then just come and sit with us and hang out. And hopefully we can inspire you to get your winter project going.
Perfect.
Basically, our mission is to keep everybody inspired and to gather. We always figured once a month was a good time. Then it's not really overwhelming. It's not really overcommitting or anything like that. And we'll probably do it again in November somewhere on island, possibly here again. We'll see how it goes. And then we'll probably throw the towel in for December because it's such a month. And probably get started again January until probably summer. Usually at the markets, the fiber artists hang out together. If they have stuff at the market to sell or not, we'll meet up. Spinning wheels, knitting, everybody just sort of comes and hangs out and encourages whoever is selling.
I think I've seen that scene.
Yeah, it's a pretty good scene, and everybody has a really great time. But that's every week, either Friday or Saturday. So getting together on a Thursday, it's pretty hard in the summertime. So we try to take advantage of this time on the remote island that we live on.
Nice.
And it's so easy to get cabin fever and just get stuck in your head that this is a great opportunity, and people look forward to it, actually.
In your experience, have you ever had people meet new people for the first time at an event like this?
Yeah, we've had like new people that have just moved to the island that are knitters that would see the poster like before COVID, and they would come and they'd just be like, oh my God, this is so cool and fun. And then they just come, and every time we put the word out. And so it's a nice way to meet people. It's a nice way to learn. It's a nice way to be inspired and just gather. Beautiful. You could call it like a bitch and stitch. We used to do it in Cathet too.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's pretty fun, right? And whatever we talk about in those circles, we keep it on the DL.
Okay.
No, so it's not like we go around.
It's like the circle of trust.
It's a circle of trust.
The spin circle of trust.
Yeah.
Excellent.
All ages, doesn't matter what your skill set is, if you're learning or experienced, everybody's welcome. In fact, really, when it gets down to it, it's such an ancient craft. And if you think about every sweater, every scarf, every vest, every hat, etc., is made with what we're doing on Thursday, October the 20th, 10 to 1.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.